Are you a dog owner? Are you a dog person? Do you think that dogs are the smartest animals in the world? That they just know you inside and out? Well, you could be wrong. Speaking right now to Professor Stephen Lee from the University of Exeter. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you? Good morning to you.
I'm very well this morning. You might be breaking the hearts of dog owners all over the country because they seem to think that dogs are the most exceptional and smartest animal an awful lot of the time, don't they?
Well, actually, when this paper that's given rise to this story came out, we thought we were going to get a lot of flack from dog owners. But actually, whenever we've come across them, they've all been saying, yeah, sounds about right, mine's pretty dumb.
So you studied evidence from 300 papers was reviewed to find out if dogs were as smart as we think.
That's right.
Are they smarter than other animals?
Basically, they're smart, but not smarter than you'd expect from the other animals they're like. That's our story. Basically, there's been a big upsurge in studies of dog intelligence in the last perhaps 30 years. Psychologists hadn't done much with dogs really since the beginning of the 20th century. I mean, there was Pavlov and all of that, but then we went off dogs really as a discipline and turned to rats and things like that. But then people in Hungary and Austria and Germany particularly got busy looking at dogs again, and we started getting all sorts of interesting things that dogs seem to be able to learn or understand and so on. So people began to get pretty excited about it. And my role at the time I was editing a journal, throwing a little bit of cold water around because I was also seeing reports of all sorts of other animals that are in one way or another dog-like that were also pretty smart at these things. So I guess our pitch is that, yep, dogs are smart, but they're smart because of the kind of animal they are, and there are other animals out there that are also pretty smart in various ways. Okay. And some of them are smarter than dogs at some things.
Okay, I'm not going to go straight to cats because everyone might lose their mind. But are we talking wolves, foxes? What animals are we talking that are like, yeah, they can do that just as well?
Yeah, we had sort of three groups of animals we were comparing dogs with. And one of them was, yes, the other animals that are biologically dog-like, what we call the carnivora. So that does include cats, but it also includes wolves, jackals, wild dogs, bears, stoats and weasels, badgers, that group, and also seals and sea lions. And when I begin to stack up that list, you realize actually, yes, there are some animals there that you could imagine being pretty smart. We've probably all seen trained sea lions or film of them doing some pretty interesting stuff, for example. So that was one group. And then the other group, well, a couple of other groups we looked at. One was animals that get their living in the same way, not as dogs, actually, but as wolves, because genetically speaking, dogs pretty much are wolves. Mm. They're not, you know, they haven't been diverging very long. And that wolves are, you know, a very interesting way of getting their living, which is that they hunt together, cooperatively. And that means they can hunt animals bigger than themselves. And there's not a lot of animals that do that. But among those that do are some interesting animals from the point of view of intelligence, such as chimpanzees, primarily eat fruit, but about 10% of their diet's meat or so, and dolphins, which don't hunt huge prey, but they hunt huge schools of fish,
yes,
and they do it cooperatively. And, of course, some of the other carnivores, too, the African wild dogs, the hyenas, which are also social hunters or social workers. So that was one group. And the third group we looked at were the other domestic animals. And that includes some things that people think of as intelligent, like horses, but also ones that people don't realize but actually turn out to be able to do many of the things that dogs can do and many of the interesting things we've been looking at recently. Animals like pigs and goats are surprisingly smart. So there you are. We had three comparison groups, and in all of them, we found animals that were seemed to be able to do pretty much everything that dogs seem to be able to do.
Okay, so, I know, right, could we have, you know, a pig living in our house and it could recognise us as well as a dog could?
Yes, probably. It wouldn't have as good, I think it would not have as good a sense of smell as a dog has, though we don't have such good data on other animals. Dog sense of smell is rightly famous, and they can do extraordinary things like telling identical twins apart, telling which way someone was walking along a trail just from the smell of the track and so on. And we haven't done those sorts of tests with other animals. But in terms of recognizing people by their faces visually or recognizing their emotional expressions visually, then, yep, the evidence seems to be that pigs can do those things. With one caveat, we have a lot more data on dogs than we do on almost anything else put together of the animals I've been talking about, apart from the chimps and dolphins. We've got quite a lot about them, but the amount of scientific work we've got on some of the other interesting comparison animals, pigs and goats on the one hand, or indeed among the carnivores, raccoons, for example, which have a formidable reputation in America for their cleverness at breaking into houses and dustbins and so on.
Love those videos.
Nobody's been looking at those for decades. The Canadians have just started to have a go at them, as a matter of fact, and they're having a lot of trouble because the raccoons persistently find ways of cheating in all their tests.
Yes, go on, raccoons. Stephen, I'm going to jump right in. Cats.
Cats.
Can cats identify us in a way a dog can identify us?
I don't know. I'm not sure that those tests have been done. I'd be very surprised if they couldn't tell people apart by a mixture of smell and vision and hearing, all of which their senses are very good. But one of the reasons we wrote this paper, actually, was to try and stir up our scientific colleagues to actually do more tests on some animals other than dogs. And cats would be right in my, up there on my list of things that it would be worth doing quite a lot of testing with, because, of course, they're very like dogs in one important way. They've spent certainly thousands of years living alongside people, learning how to exploit our weaknesses, and generally getting on with us.
that sounds like my cats exploiting my weakness at all times.
Yeah, I've owned cats too.
We know. We're like, whatever. Yeah. Do you think that we're biased towards dogs, in even in the scientific field, as much as we seem like in a normal everyday life?
I'm sure there is an element of subconscious bias, which we try very hard to keep under control. But by and large, and I work with a lot of scientists, people like the animals they work with, and everybody likes dogs, or nearly everybody. Mm. And, you know, we want to think well of people we like and of animals we like. And so it's terribly tempting to perhaps overinterpret a result, give the animal the benefit of the doubt. And we build all sorts of controls into our experiments to try and stop that happening. But there's always the way you haven't thought of.
Yeah, indeed. I'm sure this will start an argument between myself and a dog person who I'm looking at right now in the studio. Professor Stephen Lee, who's carried out the study Learning and Behaviour, thank you so much for chatting to me today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.